Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Saturday. Sam Crowley, host of the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. It's the Everyday is Saturday show, April 13th, 2015. Off to a rocking start, man. Can you tell I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning? Can you tell? Hearing the beeps, man, of the baby Susan monitor. Let's get into that. I'll talk all about it. And I'll also talk about appreciating the noise in life. Got a great show. Great show. Lined up. Hey, before we get started, I want to welcome everybody. It's April 2015. How's your dream? How's your dream? You made it past Quitter's Day, January 15th, which was almost 3 months ago, the day 95% of New Year's resolutions go to die. Congratulations. You made it to the springtime. The flowers are here. The birds are chirping. Unless you're down under, you're heading into wintertime. But either way, the sun is shining on you and your dream. Hey, I want to ask a huge favor of you as well. You know, we got the One More Breath Kickstarter campaign still going to fund our documentary chronicling our miracle baby Susan. Going to take you behind the scenes. Going to be a very cool documentary film. Proceeds to benefit the One More Breath Foundation to help people, man, going through adversity, specifically families who just don't have the resources to handle all the issues that are going on. Specifically also drilling down just a little bit further, families like ours with babies in the NICU for months and months and months at a time. No car to see your baby, no money to see your baby, no hotel to stay at. If a baby is held, they're going to live longer. They're going to thrive being held by the mother and the people that really love them. So help us. Help us help families all around the world. Over 500,000 babies are born way too soon just in the U.S. every single year. Go to onemorebreath.org. You'll see our very cool Kickstarter campaign video there. Look, $25. You know, just pledge $25. Everybody's got $25, and it is an amazing cause hosted by my wife, Angela, and I. So head on over, onemorebreath.org. So, yeah, it's up at 3 a.m. Heard the beeps going off. Our baby Susan has what's called a pulse ox monitor, strapped to her foot, just a little, like, LED light that's got a Band-Aid that kind of wraps around her foot, and it measures her heart rate and her oxygen saturation levels. So all that being said, when the numbers go below where they should, it goes beep, 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 beep. Really, like if I did that nonstop and you're in your car or you're on the treadmill or something right now, you would literally rip the earbuds out of your ear. Okay, so I won't do it. But imagine that all night long. So we head down. Angela's up. I'm up. It's no big deal. It's just, I'll tell you what, if I could disconnect that damn thing, I would, but we can't because in the rare instance that it really is something wrong, it wouldn't be cool to not have that thing going off. So anyway, you got to deal with 99% of the time just saying, hey, how you doing? You got a baby here. We're like, yeah, thanks a lot. I already know that. Don't need beeping and red lights going off at 2:30 in the morning. So we suction her, which means we're putting a little suction tube, and I won't go into it, but we start the suction machine up, and literally it sounds like you started your lawnmower in your living room. Okay, just imagine you starting your lawnmower in your living room. That's about how loud the suction machine motor is. And then we put a little catheter inside of her trach tube, and we disconnect her vent that hooks on, and we suction just secretions out and things like that, and then she's good to go. Problem was, little baby Susan decided to do a little projectile vomiting this morning, which she does quite often, actually. Sometimes, imagine that, if you just didn't like what somebody was saying to you or hanging out, like you just didn't like their company, and just decided to projectile vomit. That's kind of the way she says, hey, it's 3 a.m., man, not cool. Don't be shoving any tubes in my trach and trying to do anything crazy or I'm going to just mess everything up. which she did, and then she had a full diaper and blah, 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 blah. Why am I telling you all this? It's Monday, right? Bring me down. Don't bring me down, Sam. Don't bring me down. I'm not bringing you up. Appreciate, man. Appreciate the times I don't got to do that. See, our lifestyle now is such that I don't have to go to a traditional job. Shocker, right? Especially if you're a regular listener to the show. You know, I designed my life 10 years ago, not thinking I'd have a child at the age of 90. I'm just saying I designed this lifestyle because I wanted control. Now that I have a child and I'm not 90 yet, I'll be 47 in June, still close enough. I'm the Frank Gifford of Ohio. Now I get an opportunity to say, okay, I'm up at 3 a.m. I'm staying up. All right, I'm just going to stay up. I'm going to get to work. Let's start the pot of coffee. And, you know, I'll catch a couple Z's here or there. Still going to hit the gym, going to work out. And, it's going to be just a great day. You know, I'm not really too worried because I don't have to really be anywhere. I need to drive revenue in my business, but I could do that at 3 a.m. just as easily as I can do it at 3 p.m. There's no clock. It's like I don't look at a clock. And that's a lot of control. Do you have that type of control in your life? I mean, if you had a situation that was causing you to get up at 3 a.m., maybe that is your current job. Maybe you drive a truck, or maybe you work a shift where you have to get up at 3 a.m. Maybe you're a radio DJ. I think of DJs that got a morning show that start at 5, 6 in the morning. They're up at 3. You know, when you go to bed at 9:30 or 9 o'clock, like yours truly, I take a lot of flack from my buddies that, you're in bed at 9 o'clock, 9:30. I'm like, yeah, really. I mean, Mom always told me not much good can happen after dark, first of all. And the minute my kids decide to go to sleep, I'm out. Okay, I'm done. Checked out, punching the clock, and I'm happy to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning. No problem whatsoever. But if I had the lifestyle where I had to be at a job, it would just be a little different. Like, I would feel like it'd be different. I'd have the pressure. Like, I have to get to sleep. You ever feel that way? Okay, I have got to be to sleep by 10 o'clock. I've got a lot to do tomorrow. Of course, we've all been there, right? I've got to get to sleep. Nobody bother me. Turn the fan on and music and put blinders on your eyes and take 1,000 no-dos, whatever it is, man. Or no-dos the opposite, whatever. So the point being, you don't appreciate all this stuff until you finally start to make your way towards freedom. You know, without the noise, you would never appreciate the silence in your life. Without the absence of something or someone, be it money or a loved one, you would never appreciate when they are around. You know, I never really appreciate it. My wife and I joke all the time. If you have kids, you're going to relate to this. Remember, you kind of, when you're in your 20s, you know, if you didn't have kids in your 20s and you went out and had a couple beers on a Friday night, what'd you do Saturday? You know, maybe you bopped around, did a little lawn work or something. It was an afternoon nap. You know, come on, right? Drooling on the pillow, deep sleep. You wake up, you don't even know what day it is. Your hair sticking straight up like Kramer from Seinfeld, and you're just kind of walking around in a daze. Go to the fridge, maybe grab some juice or water, hang out, remote in hand, and that's your Saturday, right? We've all been there. You never appreciated that so much until you actually had kids. Kids got you up at all hours of the night. We had our very first, we're not the soccer mom and dad family. Our daughter, Laura, our 10-year-old now, decided to join volleyball. We were able to keep our 14-year-old out of sports. We're so terrible. Didn't want to be the professional taxi. She's actually more of a musical drama, and I mean that in every way, drama. And she's not really taken to sports. So last night, 10-year-old has volleyball at 8. It's supposed to be at 7. Games are backed up an hour at 8. I don't know when they're going to get started. Not even going to get started on how that was our Sunday night. And then you talk about noise. There's this place called Courts for Sports, 20 minutes from our house, where they play basketball and volleyball, and they got all these courts going at one time. You walk in, man, it's like walking into Chuck E. Cheese, but they turned the decibel up to 15 on you. I mean, it's that loud, and people everywhere, and games. And I was like, oh my God, seriously? I'm going to spontaneously combust here, turn to ashes right here. You never appreciate that. Look, if you're broke right now, awesome. And I do mean that, because you're going to appreciate now when you generate your first dollar on the internet, or if you open up that traditional brick and mortar store, whatever it is, you're going to appreciate it that much more than if it was given to you. Celebrate the pain. Celebrate the struggle. Understand, the only reason you should not celebrate the pain, the only reason you should not celebrate the struggle, is if it's permanent. And the only reason it would ever be permanent is because you made it a choice to be permanent. There's no struggle out there, unless you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, then that's why I recommend reading the book, Chasing Daylight, because that really will put everything in perspective about the Fortune 100 CEO, one of the top four CEO accounting firms in the company, in the country, rather. And let me rephrase that. One of the top four accounting firms, this gentleman was a CEO. Does that sound better? And in May, he was given 90 days to live. And by the fall, he was dead. And he had to close out his life, okay? If that's not you, why are you so anxious? Like, what are you worried about? You got a stack of bills? I look at a stack of bills all the time. I've looked at a stack of bills when I had no money. I've looked at a stack of bills when I had money. Quite honestly, I don't like looking at a stack of bills. So you know what I do? I put them away. I don't look at them. I'll pay them. I'll get them paid. They all get paid. Now, they get paid faster now than they did 10 years ago. But nonetheless, nobody, like, I don't know why you would even torture yourself. Look at those bills. I'm going to log on right now to my bank account just to show how little I have in my account. And I'm just going to get so pissed off that I'm going to ruin my day. I mean, I'm just going to ruin my day. Why don't you log online and find a blog, a podcast like this one, a YouTube video, something like that, that's actually going to help you be positive, help you be grateful. You know what I'm doing today? Not working. I am learning how to reseed my front lawn. It's been 11 years now. It's our 11th year living in this house. Same house, Loveland, Ohio, and my lawn looks like a bunch of goats had a party in it, man. I hate it. It doesn't look that bad, but I just, these brown spots, every year I reseed it, every year it gets torn up. Every year I reseed it, it looks as like brown carpet in between this nice green plush carpet. So today, I'm going to finish this show because I love you and I love your dream. I'm off to Home Depot to buy grass seed. I'm going to rake this dead grass spots out of my lawn. And it's cathartic for me. And then I'm going to mow my lawn. All right. And I'm going to feel amazing. Then I got a guy, buddy of mine, Gabe Strom. If you're listening, shout out to Gabe from Chicago. Is actually in Columbus. He's driving down. We're going to grab a cup of coffee at about 11 o'clock this morning. Hang out. And it's just awesome, man. I mean, that's just... I'm not getting online. I don't want to be online today. I was online at 3 a.m. after our daughter projectile vomited all over us, and she got back to sleep. Love it. I love that a baby can do all that, get the diaper changed, vomit all over you, and then they go back to sleep. And I'm up. So my day went from 3 a.m. It's 9 a.m. right now. I'm recording the show. I work 6 hours today. I'm done. Now I'm off to Home Depot. I'm getting grass seed. I'm going to reseed my lawn. I'll be back online tomorrow. I'm going to the gym today. I'm doing everything to feed the mind, the body, the soul. Okay, I'm not going to log online and look at how little money I have. I'm not going to put my bills up like wallpaper and stare at them and remind myself how much of a loser I am. I'm going to go do things that put me in a great state of mind. And you know what also happens when I'm in a great state of mind? I think better. Yeah, I remember seeing 60 Minutes and this episode about the CEO of Twitter. And I was really interested. Like, this dude has thought up some really wild stuff. He walks into... the Twitter headquarters in San Francisco with an iPad. And he just sits in a vacant cubicle. He doesn't even have an office. He just, like, it's the wildest thing. Like, some people are such egomaniacs. They're in their office. They got the big trophy fish they caught when they were out in the ocean, deep sea fishing. They've got all their trophies. They've got their plaques and sales achievement awards and recognition. I mean, literally, it looks like something out of a school play or something. I mean, here's all my awards, everything I did in school. I'm surprised they don't wear a Letterman's jacket. You know, sitting in there. And then he got the CEO of Twitter. Does it nondescript, walks you in an office. Hey, is this cubicle taken? No, you can sit there, Joe. Okay, thanks. His name's not Joe, whatever it is. And then he goes to the park for an entire day. What do you think he does in the park for an entire day? What do you think the CEO, founder actually, he's the founder of Twitter. He founded Twitter. He just sits there all day in a park and he thinks. That's all he does. He thinks. So I'm going to make a lot of money today seeding my lawn and mowing my lawn because I'll be thinking. I'll be thinking about an upcoming product that I'll be announcing. Actually, I've been thinking about this. Very cool. I think you're going to absolutely love it. But anyway, I'm going to think more about that today. And then I'll get back online later, maybe around, I don't know, 7 o'clock tonight. Send a couple of emails out, messages to people that I want to rally around this project, people to do some graphics for it, write some copy for it. And get it rocking and rolling, man. I'm just working on my business. I'm not working in my business. This is as deep as I get right now recording my podcast as far as working in my business because I love the fact that you're riding in the car, you're walking on the beach, You're on the treadmill, and you and I are connecting. This is why I love podcasting, man. I'm speaking in Toronto this coming weekend about the power of podcasting, and this is why I love this medium, because you and I can connect regularly, and I can inspire you. And look, the best part is you inspire me. I get your tweets, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I get all your messages. I feel the love coming back to me. That's why I do what I do, man. So here's the deal, all right? Don't remind yourself about all the negatives going on. Get yourself in a state, man. Appreciate that silence when the noise has stopped. Appreciate the presence of people in your life because they've been absent for so long. And if you're currently feeling a little lonely in your business or personally as well, reach out to someone, man. Not everybody is unapproachable. You'll find out real quick. Most people, and I mean most people, are approachable and they want to help because it's just human nature. When they help somebody else, they feel good. It's almost like I love helping other people. And while we've been going through this journey with our miracle baby, everybody has stepped up in a big way to bring us meals and take the kids and shuttle them here, there, and everywhere. And it feels good for them. I can tell they feel good for doing it. Boy, you talk about the ultimate win-win. Let people help you, man. Put your hand out. Ask a question. You're going to go so much further. You can pull a lot more weight with 12 Clydesdale horses than you can with just one. All right? Also, one more reminder, go to onemorebreath.org. We want to make sure that you get involved in the documentary film, our Kickstarter project. We'd love to have you on board. I'll recognize you by name on my Facebook page, as I do every morning when I update the Kickstarter results. And oh yeah, by the way, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.